In some parts of the Sahara, people stay cool by building homes under the ground. In the deserts of Matmata, Tunisia, people have lived in underground homes for 2,000 years. In other parts of the Sahara, the Bedouins live in tents. The sides of the tents can be lifted so air can pass through. Bedouins move from place to place. They look for plants to feed their animals. When the Bedouins move, they carry their homes with them. Caption: Bedouin tents give people protection from the desert sun. In some parts of the Sahara, people bring water to the desert. They use underground tunnels called qanats. The water comes from a spring near the mountains. The water flows downhill through the qanat. At the end of the qanat, people dig a well to bring the water to the surface. In other places in the Sahara, people use modern methods to turn the desert into farmland. In the deserts of Farafrah, Egypt, fresh water flows in a reservoir far below the ground. The government built deep wells to bring this water to the surface. Now people can live and farm in a place that had been a barren desert. Diagram: Bringing water to the desert. Diagram labels: Spring, qanat, desert garden, well.